It's breakfast with a side of news. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
So I have to tell you a little behind the scenes, at least inside the studio back in Milford. There is one person in particular, 365, that I get emails from consistently. And I so appreciate this man because he does an amazing job in the city of Derby. But also, he knows an awful lot, and I love getting your emails. Mark Garofalo is here, who is the town and city clerk in Derby. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good morning. How are you, Melissa?
I honestly forget that you are a town city clerk because the things you'll tell me about, I'm like, this goes beyond a clerk. I'm just saying. It seems that way. You know the people.
Well, every town clerk is really the heartbeat of the city because we're the place where people come for information, we answer the phone. And even for the people that want to go to confession, that don't want to talk to somebody else, they usually come to us. So we're happy to serve and be a resource for people in the city.
I got to be honest though, Mark. I don't think I realized that that was like part of your role. I mean, first of all, I have the most interactions with you over any city or town clerk in my entire 15 years as a journalist. So kudos to you. You are, I think, like top tier of your job.
Thank you.
But I didn't realize that is part of your role. And I don't know if a lot of people realize that in local government, the role of a city or town clerk.
Well, I think most people don't know all the things that we do. We're responsible for land records, for birth records, death records, for marriage licenses, dog licenses, regular licenses, taking care of all of the permanent records of the city. So pretty much all of the information is housed with us, and we're responsible for issuing absentee ballots, for certifying the election, preparing the ballots. It's a kind of, we're mostly out of the spotlight, and I'm happy for that. But we end up touching almost every part of town because, like I said, when people are looking for information, for older information, they come to us to find it, and we are we're researchers and genealogists, and so we're not lawyers, but we're helping people in every step of the way. So.
Yeah. How long have you been the town and city clerk?
This is my 13th year.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like you have to kind of, first of all, you have to really like the place that you're serving. But the other thing is, I feel like you have to really love the people and the history of it. Do you think that's true?
Definitely. And we have a rich history here in Derby. But I think town clerks in general feel a strong responsibility to be bipartisan, to work with everybody, and to preserve the history. That's part of the official responsibility, but then also to be a resource for people, to help, to adapt, to work things out, and not, you know, we're able to do it because we're not, even though I'm elected, it's less political,
right?
The position,
right?
And then, you know, in every town, most are still elected town clerks, some are appointed, but I think in most towns people take that responsibility seriously, and you have to love history too. Mm. So, you know, we've digitized all of our land records. So our land records go back to 1675.
Wow.
When we started. In fact, I talked to Mayor Tiska in Ansonia yesterday, and he needed a deed because Ansonia was part of Derby, and he needed a deed for some landlocked parcel that they couldn't find it, and it was actually in our deeds.
Oh,
and
wow.
Because we were digitized, and I was able to look it up in the electronic index, I was able to get it for him while we were on the phone.
That's wild.
So otherwise you'd have to pull out all these big books, and we still preserve the paper, but it helps to have more accessibility for the people's records to be available. So.
Well, I have to say, I don't know if every town and city clerk is as in touch with the public / really the media as you are. You are so good at it, Mark. Let me tell you, the amount of times I have just personally been able to put stories into my newscasts and people are like, where did you read that? And I'm like, Mark's emails. You had an email a few weeks back, a teacher, actually, longtime teacher who is actually teaching in Fairfield,
right,
at at one of the Child's Garden.
Right.
And it was your email that I realized that this was a longtime teacher who passed away at a very young age, but was a very big part of this community. And I was so glad to know that. And it was interesting because that day, after I put it on the news from your email, I had a few people who came up and were like, thank you for recognizing this person. I'm like, well, it was all Mark. It was all Mark. So I just want you to know that you do such an effective job from a journalistic standpoint, but also for the public. You clearly love the people in this community, and you clearly love your job. You do a really good job.
Thank you. And I do. And with Michelle, that was Michelle.
That was Michelle, yes.
She was an integral part of our 350th anniversary committee and just a great resource. So it was a very tragic and...
horrible. Awful.
Sad thing. I mean, you know, we're families have been friends since, you know, we were at Bradley School together.
Oh, I'm so sorry for
100
your loss.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it's important, and thankfully for you at WICC to be a resource for us, because with print media that's gone away, the whole media world has changed. People are not as in touch because the print papers, it's a different world.
It's a different world. The media is a different world.
And
it is.
Because of generational issues and economic issues, a lot of people don't have access to the internet and so forth.
You're right.
So we're in the whole valley here where there's a challenge for, you know, communicating the information to people. And so we try to make sure that people are in touch, because people who are in touch with their community are better citizens.
I agree. So. I agree. Well, I got your back. You got my back. And I always appreciate that.
You
really
go, girl.
I'm right back at you, Mark. Now, I do want to talk about, you just mentioned before, your 350 committee. You've got a lot going on. It's a huge time right now, because obviously we've got America 250, but also we've got Derby's 350.
We're winding down the 350th. It was last year,
yes,
in 2025, but we made it a year long.
I'm glad you did.
Endeavor. We just celebrated our 351 on May 13th. And we have one of the keystones of the 300th, 51 years ago, was the burying of a time capsule. So we uncovered it last year, I mean, and took it out of the ground, and unfortunately it was mostly soup was all.
Really?
So invite everybody to visit the Derby Public Library, though, because the things that were recovered are on display there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting to see a lot of those things. All the plastic survived.
Well, yeah, sure, right?
All the paper.
That's one good thing about plastic.
Yeah,
you can't kill it, that's for sure.
At the end of the world, it'll be everybody's plastic credit card.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So we're going to bury a new one, and because of the tragedy with Michelle and so forth, we got delayed, so we're going to do that in the fall to give everybody time to reorganize and put stuff in there.
Let us know so I could put it in the news.
Definitely.
We can do an interview on it again.
So we have some other final projects we're going to work on, and now we're morphing into the 250th for the United States. So we have a patriotic essay program on July 4th, and we'll have concerts, and we're doing a few things in Derby only, but of course we do what we do best in the valley is work together with the other valley towns. So we're going to do that. We're part of that committee, and of course with the tied in with the state.
I feel like I can ask you something off the cuff. I saw this actually on the way in. It's right here in the entrance of the Valley Diner. Flags for Heroes is coming up in Shelton. This is at the Shelton Veterans Memorial Park on June 13th. You know anything about that?
Definitely.
I knew you would.
Derby Shelton Rotary Club, one of the great staples of our community, great givers and supporters of community activities and youth activities. They do this fundraiser every year, and they sell the flags.
Yes.
And they place them on the Riverwalk Park down in Shelton and on the Derby Green and at Derby City Hall, which is right on the corner of Main Street. So the flags are going up now,
and they'll
be up till the day before Flag Day. No pun intended.
Did you plan that?
Bada boom. So it's beautiful. If you see the Derby Green at this time.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible.
And the Veterans Park in Shelton. And of course, you know, it ties in with our beloved and historic Derby Shelton Memorial Day Parade, which is coming up this Monday, 9 o'clock sharp, rain or shine, at the beginning in Shelton, ending in Derby. And tomorrow night we have a memorial service for all the... For Memorial Day, we do it every year, and we honor all the veterans from Derby and Shelton, 90 this year, who passed in the past year. So we read their names, we invite the families, and it's a nice tradition, and the weather looks to be mostly good. So it's going to be.
I'll yell at Paul Piork if it's not. I'm just kidding. I won't really yell at him. He's a sweet man, but I will ask him if he could put like a good word in with Mother Nature.
And we'll take cloudy.
We'll take cloudy.
Cloudy and no rain is good, actually, for the marchers, because when it's 100% sunny, it's a little rough when you have to
Fair,
march.
Right? Exactly. So, yeah. Oh, so, if you had to march in that 90 degree weather, yeah. Yikes.
So we have 8 bands and all the marchers. So it should be very exciting.
Yeah.
Tradition and official kickoff the summer.
That's so exciting. Well, Mark, I want to again thank you for the incredible work that you do as town and city clerk here in Derby, but I also want to thank you. Keep the emails coming, my guy. I tell you, you and I, we will keep everyone connected. We have to.
You're going
to
get some more today. So.
I know. It's going to be great. Yeah, honestly, Mark kind of like, I think, booked about a quarter of this show today. So I wouldn't have been able to do without you, Mark, and I thank you so much for what you do.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, my friend. We are going to be right back. We're at the Valley Diner. This is Stop number 4 for our Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We're going to be right back with more everything having to do with Derby coming up.